In the name of God, Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. With the passing of Ash Wednesday, we find ourselves at the beginning of the Lenten season. Ash Wednesday, we had the imposition of ashes, a sign of our mortality, with the litany of penitence, a sign of our sinful nature. And we receive the invitation to the observance of a holy Lent, where we are called to spend time in self-examination and repentance, in prayer, fasting, and self-denial, and by reading and meditating on God's holy word. Upon hearing that, we entered onto the pilgrimage that we take with our Lord, a pilgrimage that leads us along the road up to Jerusalem and the cross of Good Friday. And then through that cross and grave to Easter. Along the way, we experienced kind of the sights and sounds of this pilgrimage. This morning, we experienced the first of those sights and sounds, if you will. Jesus had just been baptized, as we heard. You remember back in Epiphany, there were the words at baptism, "This is my Son, the Beloved, with whom I am well pleased. There's a Spirit descended upon him." Jesus has to come to grips, I think, with what that means. He's heard those words, "This is who you are." And now he has to understand the reality of that. And we hear that that same Spirit that descended upon him now leads him out, some scripture said, drove him out into the wilderness, where he spent 40 days. That's biblical for a long time. And during this time, the devil came. And he gave Jesus some options. The devil's an interesting person, if you will, and the experience in Jesus. It's been said that the devil can quote scripture with the best of them. He just does it in a twisted way. And this is what he did with Jesus. There's a taunting nature to this. If you're the Son of God, if you're the Son of God, change this stone into a loaf of bread. I know you're hungry. You can do it. Just prove it. Change it to a loaf of bread. And Jesus looked at him and said, "Man does not live by bread alone." Okay, you don't like that? I got another idea for you. So he showed him all the kingdoms of the world. And he said, "I'll give you authority over all these things. It's yours. All you got to do is worship me." Easy thing. Jesus said, "Worship only the Lord your God and serve him." Okay, you don't want these two things. Let me see if I can get you to do one other thing. Took him to the pinnacle of the temple and said, "Go ahead and jump off. If you're the Son of God, you know. Psalm 91 says they'll take care of you. If, prove it to me. Prove it to me and I'll believe in you." And Jesus simply finished with those words, "Do not put the Lord your God to the test." See, the difference between the devil and Jesus is the devil could quote scripture in a twisted way. Jesus quoted scripture with the word of truth. Those responses to the devil were found in Deuteronomy 6 through 8. True words of scripture. And the one thing the devil couldn't take is truth. The devil cannot stand before truth. And so it tells us that the devil left for an opportune time. Does that mean the temptation left Jesus at that point? No, it doesn't. It would follow him throughout his earthly ministry. Probably two of the greater times of temptation we will hear about later in Lent. One is in the Garden of Gethsemane, as the devil does come back. And the other is on the cross. Remember those folks saying, you know, Jesus, if you'd just come down from the cross, we'll believe in you. It's there. But Jesus came out of this time full of the knowledge of who he was in the power of the Spirit and began to proclaim the Word of God in his earthly ministry. From the baptism to the temptation to that moment in the synagogue in Nazareth, which follows this lesson, in which Jesus says, today the scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing. And from there to Jerusalem at the end. Jesus had to come to grips with who he was, the temptation. You know, I think in some ways, we in the church face temptation to not be who we really are. Now, who are we? As baptized persons, we have been sealed and marked as Christ's own forever. We are Christ's own. That is what we are called to be. And there are times when we face temptations in our lives not to be this. Remember the covenant, the baptismal covenant, all of the promises that we make. It talks about the things that we promise to do in the church and that we are a part of. We'll be a church, we'll proclaim Jesus, we'll respect the dignity of every human being, and we'll seek and serve Christ in all people. And the temptations I think we face are to not live into that. It's easy to do. It's easy to pull away. It's easy to be a Christian only on Sunday and not the rest of the week. My hope for us during this Lenten season is that we will take those words found in the invitation seriously, and that we will spend time in prayer, in meditation, and we will study God's holy word. And we will allow the Spirit to touch our lives and to empower us continually to be who God calls us to be. You know, one of the joys about being in this place, in the face of this type of temptation, in the face of the temptations to not be the Christians we are called to be, we see, I think, the light shining. Bill and I were up on the second floor today. Now, we're up there because we forgot to go to the third grade class last Sunday for Valentine's Day. We gave everybody that moved on the second floor a Valentine card except the third grader. So we went up there. And they were doing some work on a prayer candle. And as I walked down the hall, came across Noah. You know, Noah had taken some time off of the ark and had come down and was talking with the kids too. But the reality of that is to look in the eyes of those children and to see a sense of joy in their midst. A joy that was coming to them from adults who are living into what they have been called to be as they're sharing the faith that is in them with these children. What a blessing we have. Now, there are temptations to write children off. We don't need to deal as much with children. We only need to deal with adults. But that temptation has been met. So there have been those there who have heard that word, no, all are children. And as this picture, stained glass windows say, Jesus once said, let the little children come to me. And what a joy that is. We are tempted to think only about ourselves. Churches do that a lot. We need to take care of ourselves first before we can reach out to others. But you know, this parish has stood up and said, no, we are children of God, and God has given us a generous heart. We must live into that. So we found ways to continue to be the giving people that God has made us to be. And we'll be doing that again in a week as we put together food and meals for the Stop Hunger Now program. Not only we put together 20,000 meals, but we commit to $5,000. That money will be there. It will come because God will provide through generous hearts of people who do not succumb to a temptation to pull back from what God has called them to be. Temptations will always be there for us. But let us hold fast to the word of life that has come into the world through Jesus Christ. Let us be the people that we have been called to be, that we've been made to be, that we have become through our baptism. Let us never, ever pull back from the ministry that has been entrusted to us. We hear a lot of things in the news continuing about the Episcopal Church. But remember this. In the Episcopal Church, and especially in the Church of the Good Shepherd, we have been made to be a people who open their arms to all who come within the doors of this church. Hi, Brooklyn. May that always be the way we are. Let us never, ever pull back from that either. There are people of all walks of life. From my granddaughter, who's the newest member of the Amen Corner of this church, to people who have been here almost 100 years. But there is a love of Jesus Christ that is there, and it's real, and it's a part of who you are. It's in your DNA. And may we always, always welcome people. The pilgrimage we are on is a wonderful pilgrimage. We will continue to be tested. But God will not forsake us or leave us. And out of that test, each time, we will grow stronger. And we will make the love of God in Christ known in a more powerful way, beginning on this Lent 1. And as long as we have breath in our bodies, let us willingly stand and proclaim who we are, what God has called us to be, and let us open our hearts to all whom we meet each day of our life, that they too might come within that wonderful, loving, saving embrace of the one who is the Lord of Lords and King of Kings. Amen.